It's now time for the Rap Sheet, and with us today is the Community-Oriented Policing and Problem-Solving Manager for the Parsons Police Department, Mark Rainey. What are some of the issues of concern you hear from the public?
They're concerned about what I'd refer to as night crawlers, people going around treasure hunt. Which brings me to one of the key themes that I wanted to get across today was this thing called the 9 p.m. routine. The 9 p.m. routine just says, hey, at 9 o'clock at night, maybe a little bit earlier than 10, you know, start looking to see if your garages are shut up, your workshops, your sheds, if you've got your tools and equipment put away, and then go ahead and lock up your doors and turn on an outside light if you can. Motion sensor lights are a great way to deter people in these night crawlers from walking around treasure hunting. Those are the kind of things that we're hearing about, and those are the ways we kind of address them by trying to get more messages out about that 9 p.m. routine with the night crawlers. We're trying to ensure that kids aren't out running around when they're not supposed to be running around. Bike regulations, our officers regularly are pulling over bikes. Can't get them all. I know I've been going to a call and see a bike doing something it ain't supposed to be doing, and I've just got to keep going to that call. I don't have time to stop and address the issue. So we can't get them all, but traffic code essentially has the same rules for bikes that it has for cars. There has to be signaling devices. There has to be lights on the bike. They have to maintain traffic regulations, the stop signs, the stop lights, all these things. In Parsons, we have no bicycles on the downtown sidewalks. Within the ordinance, it says they can't ride anything down the sidewalks, whether it's a electric scooter, any of the recreational vehicles that are out there with regards to bicycles on e-bikes and those things. You can't ride downtown. We looked at Stop and Talk. We're not heavy-handed with it. We're not writing tickets and citations for this. But it's a safety issue with regards to these bicycles around town. And so that's certainly a concern. The other thing is the stray dogs. And the one thing I'd like to get across is get your dogs chipped. You know, if the police department picks up a stray dog and your dog is chipped, I can take it out, I can get it scanned, and then I can make an effort to get it back to its correct home. But a lot of people are not following the city ordinance and getting them registered, getting them chipped. If they have a tag, is even better. Then I can try my best to get that back to its owner without a trip to the hospital where they're going to have to pay boarding fees. We want to help the community out, return their dogs when we can. And if the community helps us by getting them chipped and getting them tagged, that would be a great help. And it saves a lot of time on our part as well.
Our special guest today has been Mark Rainey, the Community-Oriented Policing and Problem-Solving Manager for the Parsons Police Department. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.